Hi guys, thank you for tuning into the fourth episode of my podcast, wherein I will be discussing about what nationalism as a sentiment is, how it is nurtured, invoked, provocated, instigated, etc., and what exactly is the concept of a commercially driven content, and how it has become the bread earner of every media outlet today. So directly jumping into the topic, I would like to drive your focus towards this word called nationalism. What is nationalism, and how has it come to be this big of an issue today? Nationalism has subjective definitions. So one of the very basic of it is the notions or ideas we have of national belonging or a oneness, that we belong to a particular nation, is nationalism, and which is largely driven by cultural convention other than geographical affinity. How we associate people as of our own when they have similar cultural affiliations. This person, Ernest Jellner, in 1983 has said, "Nationalism in us is not the awakening of nations to self-consciousness. It invents nations where they do not exist. And technological advancements have made cultural incitements possible. Because in ways like mask publications of books, newspapers, telegraphs, and eventually telephone, and even radio and TV, thinned the lines of distinctiveness and brought people together on the basis of commonalities between localities and brought them together into larger entities that they were a part of. So mass media has played a very important role in bringing people together to invoke the feeling of nationalism. People read the same books, people read the same holy scriptures and texts, people of the same culture did that, and that united people in the name of religion or culture. Materials printed in common languages gave birth to shared cultural agendas, uniting people across the nation and engaging them with the same piece of literature." Anderson in 1991 terms this media-induced sense of sameness as an imagined community. Nation or nationalism doesn't really exist, he says. He says it's an imagined community. It is imagined because the members of even the smallest nations will never know their fellow members, neither meet them regularly. Yet in the minds of each lives an image of a communion. So today, if we speak, for example, we take India, we don't really know every Indian who stays here, right? We don't know that. But we associate everybody as Indians because we affiliate each other with some sort of cultural identity, or we just tend to bring out some sort of commonness between us, and then we kind of bond with that person, find common grounds, and that also somewhere leads to this feeling of nationalism to be invoked. Okay, so speaking of television, there were only a limited number of channels and programs that were viewed largely earlier. So for example, BBC, Doordarshan are classic examples of mass communication. So these channels would broadcast certain shows which would make the entire nation watch it. The entire nation would just come to watch it and would weave everybody in the color of nationalism, color everybody in the color of nationalism. So also there are times when a collective annual calendar came to be formed so that the population was brought together at regular intervals to celebrate key symbolic events. For example, the key symbolic event, one of them can be the 26th January parade that happens every Republic year. So people just tune in every... I mean, people do tune in to watch the different state-wise processions that are carried out and see the regiments, and it's that really brings out the nationalism in everybody. And also media also provides regular reminders to the audience of their oneness. For example, Arnab Goswami's very, very famous dialogue that the nation wants to know is, he is invoking the sense of nationalism, saying that, or asking this rhetorical question that the nation does want to know to his panel. And also when sports channels say that Hima Das has won the gold for India, so that feeling when it's been broadcasted that she's won gold for India brings us together in the name of nationalism. Coming to commercially driven content. Commercially driven content is what the media has been totally relying on today to sell their medium, and or to raise their TRPs or to widen their readership. So it's colonization of the media on profitability in relation to the kind of content there that they make available to the public. News about culture becomes a means to attract the audience and raise ad revenue. So anything today that has been broadcasted or published in the name of religion is just a clickbait for people to just come and read it, so that people, more and more people are attracted to it, and then they just start reading it or forward it to many people. And also, profit orientation is the cause of forming superficial forms of culture. Emphasis on trivia, sensationalization, emotions, personalization means media distracts the public from important public sphere discussions and any debate which is liable or is taken superficially or misinformed. So when there is a particular news item that has been covered and it's been sensationalized or hyped, there is one thing that should be very clearly understood, that the media is trying to distract you using that piece and from many more important issues. Just before blindly circulating that or supporting that, you should really look into it, or that you look back at the facts of it. Also, the circulation of culture, ideas and opinions has become a one-way process. The news has been dumbed down because important news or importance of news is being decided on their funding or whatever content will garner more revenue. It is very obvious. Today news pieces like Saif Ali Khan's son is being found waving to the paparazzi makes it to top headlines. I really don't understand how. Is it what really the people are waiting for to hear every morning? That how Taimur Ali Khan is outside waving to the paparazzi, or how he's growing up, or what kind of clothes he wears. This is really what the audience is interested in, and that is exactly what the media is delivering it to them. The media is not educating the public anymore on matters that really need to be addressed and educated in. It's just dumbing down the news because that is what people have been demanding. Distractions are created by the media, and self-serving current affairs are only covered. They see what political party they're affiliated to, and then that's exactly the kind of news they deliver. For example, Aaj Tak and Republic TV. These are the channels that have close BJP affiliations. So that is very obvious that it's going to have only pro-BJP news everywhere, or praising Modi, Mr. Narendra Modi everywhere. So that is how it is. An earlier existing culture was promoted by media and society was shaped dominantly, but today the media promotes a certain type of culture. Media is shaping the culture today. Cultural erosion is done by the media, and communal disputes are mostly fueled by the media today. So the media today has been acting nothing but like adding fuel to the fire of communal issues, and how it's been really drawing us away from issues that really matter. So that's really another dark side of the media that really exists. And I think that is all for today. Thank you for hearing me out, and I hope to see you all again. Thank you.